yet a whole different episode. I had all this planning and I was working on notes and shit. And then here we are at third episode one day. Yeah, we're still reading this shit. Not making a lot of progress, it's only gonna get worse. But you know what, it doesn't matter because I am the Great One himself. The Trump Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States, and you're triggered like a motherfucker, and it makes me so happy, I'm so fucking happy. The tears of the social justice warriors taste so good. Oh my god, it's the greatest! You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. Oh, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Donald Trump's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. Like I'm on my third martini. You are right and I am wrong. Go fuck yourself. Wait. No, you are wrong and I'm right. I'm so confused. I know what's going on. The patriarchy. I fucked that one up. Oh boy. See, lesser people than me would pre-record the intro to Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform for which I launched the cruise missile, my intellect homes, and I destroy stupid motherfucking statists all around the world, regardless of whether you are right-wing status, left-wing status, homo status, statheist, femi status, GLBT, KKK status, fucking anarcho sissies. Does not matter what kind of status you are. The intro here is not pre-recorded, it is not scripted, it is made up every fucking time, because I am that goddamn good. And for those of you out there, you
don't have as many listeners,
no, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Woo! The Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been on the internet since 1999. Have you? Oh, no? No, you haven't? Go fuck yourself. I have been podcasting for 12 fucking years. 12 years! Not 12 podcast. Not 12 days. Not 12 weeks. Not 12 months. No, you little motherfuckers. Oh, you fucking right-wing faggots, left-wing faggots, anarcho-sissy faggots. I don't give a fuck what kind of faggot you are. I have been podcasting for 12 years. Because you see, that's called... My podcast has lasted longer in most marriages. That's called commitment. It's called integrity. That's called not being a giant fucking whiny ass goddamn pussy. And I'm dropping shit on the floor. I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room, right over there on the other side of the glass, seen and not heard the way women should be. Randy, what are you doing with shoes on your feet and why aren't you in the kitchen? Oh, is he lovely and adorable, Randy? She is a Republican. She is overjoyed at a Trump victory. I haven't even mentioned that. Randy is not an anarcho-capitalist, for those of you who are wondering. But we are friends despite this. She is a Republican. She is anti-abortion. She is a Catholic. She is a Republican. And we are friends. And she is the audio engineer for this podcast. And mostly she just hangs out over there and yellow cards me and red cards me when I start tangenting. And we have fun. And she is cute and adorable, especially when she bends over. And I'd really like to, you know, slip her the dick and fuck her in the butt. But anyway... Oh my god, the feminists are going insane right now. But anyway, the lovely and adorable Randy, she is a Republican, and she is overjoyed at the Trump victory. Are you not? She is nodding her head. Okay. So this is part three in a series. If you have not listened, sorry. This is the third podcast we've recorded today in rapid succession. Basically, we've been stopping. Whoa, what the? Hold it. Randy, how did I lose? Oh my God. All right, everything's getting out of control here. Hang on. All right, I'll sort it out when I get to it. This is the third podcast in rapid succession. You'll hear this one on Friday. It's being recorded today, November the 13th. It's Sunday, 2016, the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, who, of course, is the Messiah, the first half-black president, the first affirmative action president, the second coming of Jesus Christ. He who has ended all racial strife, he who has brought wealth to all poor people, he who closed down Guantanamo Bay, he who brought us indefinite detention of American citizens, and of course, he who has murdered numerous, completely 100% innocent Muslims, murdered them with flying robots. But hey, it doesn't matter, because remember, it's not rape if you're a Muslim, and it's not murder if you're half black. This is the third in a series. We are reading, by we I mean I, there's no royal we around here, there's only I on this podcast, it is all about fucking me. But great one, why don't you have guests on? By the way, you can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. Of course, the website, C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com, on the motherfucking interwebs. The inferior people, they come to you and say, but great one, why don't you have guests on your podcast? Because fuck you. If you want to be on a podcast, start your own fucking podcast. I'm not here for you to fucking parasite on, okay? Go fuck yourselves. We... The royal we. We are on our third martini, and we are reading from the November 10th Collegian, CSU Collegian, Colorado State University, student newspaper, responses, reactions to the Trump presidency. And, oh God, the fucking triggering has been massive. Oh, the triggering! And still, to this day, I mean, it's November the 13th, and people are still triggered. Again, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. Okay, presidential elections, right? The day after the presidential election, that's like a free, that's a free pass, right? When Obama got elected, you know, everybody, oh my God, everybody's dead. You know, the day after the election, total free pass. Because everybody's having their initial responses, and I get that, and you know, it's a popularity contest, right? And of course, you know, if you're voting for somebody, if you're invested in one of the candidates, of course you want your candidate to win. I mean, of course you do, right? If you watch football, it's like, I mean, because back in the day, I used to be a big, when I lived in H-Town, Houston, Texas, I was a big Oilers fan. This is back when Warren Moon and Earl Campbell, what are we going to do? Just give Earl Campbell the ball. Just give me the fucking ball. It'd be like, Earl Campbell, just give me the ball. Earl Campbell would fucking run people over like this. Right? I get it. You're invested. Of course you want your team to win. You want your candidate to win. And when they lose, you're like, God damn it, the fucking Oilers lost. And I believe you me, the Oilers lost plenty. Because Warren Moon, I saw a person the other day wearing a fucking Oilers shirt from back in the Oilers days. I mean, where did the Oilers go? Is it the Tennessee Titans are technically the team that used to be the Houston Oilers? I think it's the Titans. I could be wrong. But anyhow, no, now there's the Texans, but the Oilers don't exist. Anyway, but I saw this person wearing a legitimate Houston Oilers, Warren Moon jersey. And I'm like, oh my God, Warren Moon, man. That's the olden days. Warren Moon would always fucking choke and fuck up. But so yeah, I get it, right? The Oilers, you're invested and you're like, yeah, I want them to win, and they fuck up. You're like, God damn it. And you're pissed off. And so you can be, I get it. So it's an election, presidential election. You know, you got Hillary, you got the Donald. You're invested in your person. You want them to win, and they don't win. I say, you're like, God damn it. You fucking mother. God damn it. Okay, and you can have that for 24 hours. I completely understand. I mean that in all sincerity. Today's November the 13th, and I am running into people I know and talking, and they are still triggered. People are saying, oh my God, oh, Donald Trump's going to build concentration camps. I don't have the patience anymore. I don't. I do not have the patience to deal with your emotional and intellectual retardation anymore. I don't. Ethan Vassar writes this column. This election taught us that we value laws more than morals. Now, this entire title is interesting because here's what he's saying. What he's saying, we value the laws more than morals. So he's saying we went with the laws instead of going with morals. So he's saying that the laws conflict with the morals. If the laws did not conflict with morals, going with the law, you would not be able to say we went with laws, we value laws more than morals. If laws and morals were the same thing, there would not be a conflict. So what this fucking faggot, cunt, Hillary Clinton ass-licking piece of fucking shit, and I haven't even read the column yet. Again, just reminder, this is cold reading. I have not, swear to you, on my dead grandmother's ashes, I have not fucking read any of this in advance. The title itself tells us that there's a conflict between the laws and the morals. Why do you have a conflict between your laws and your morals? Shouldn't your laws reflect your morals? If your laws don't reflect your morals, how fucked up is your government? Why do you support the government? Where did this government come from? Why are you a piece of shit? Why do you obey a government that conflicts with your morals? Why do your morals conflict with the government? But, oh, this is all way too complicated for a faggot piece of shit fucking Hillary ass-kicking, ass-licking, not kicking, ass-licking beta male fucking faggot fucking cunt fucking probably fucking gender confused fucking Ethan Vassar. Okay, Ethan, why don't you in your 20 fucking years of life experience in which you've learned everything because you're a fucking millennial and you know it all. Oh, you're such a fucking genius. You've been alive for 20 fucking years. 10 of those years you were pissing in your pants, but oh, you're such a fucking genius, Ethan. Why don't you fucking explain it to us, you fucking piece of shit? I'm sorry, do I sound like I have anger? Do I sound like I have some anger about the people who want to exterminate me because I'm a heterosexual white man? Oh, I'm sorry, did I hurt your fucking feelings? The election is finally over. Really? No shit. Oh, and you lost. Oh!
Uh,
After 4 months of being hit over the head with flawless logic from both sides. All right. I mean, that was a pretty good piece of sarcasm. I'm going to give him credit. That was a pretty good piece of sarcasm. Yes, both sides absolutely presented flawless logic. Oh, the logic. There was so much logic in this campaign. Oh, all right, now good one. Good one on your part there, Ethan Faggot. Essentially saying they deserve your vote exclusively because they aren't the other candidate. Well, yeah. Let's
vote for the lesser of two evils. That's so funny, huh?
The antagonist of literally every workplace sexual assault and harassment video became the 45th president of our formerly great nation. Again, Donald Trump is evil because he likes girls, right? This hatred for heterosexual men. Donald Trump likes girls. Oh, what a terrible human he is. Which is another way of saying, I, Ethan Vassar, fucking giant fucking cunt faggot from hell, have no chance of ever in my life having sex with a woman unless she is extensively fat and smelly, because no woman of class and quality is ever going to spread her legs for me, because I'm stupid, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm out of shape, I have no social skills, I'm basically a giant fucking cunt faggot. And because of that, no woman of quality, rightfully so, wants anything to do with me. And therefore, I am going to have hatred for any man who likes women and can actually score with hot chicks. And you see, the United States was formerly great, right? Back when we had slaves, we were great. When we put Jews in concentration camps, we were great. Jim Crow laws were great. Forced sterilization of black people and imbeciles, that was great. Oh yes, yeah, see, we used to be great back when we were doing things like putting yellow people in concentration camps and, you know, forcefully sterilizing black people and doing the Tuskegee experiment. Back then we were great. But now that we have a president who actually, God forbid, a president who likes girls. See, now we're not great anymore. You can't have a president who likes girls and be great. I mean, look at Hussein Obama. I mean, his wife, Michelle Obama, she's absolutely, definitely a tranny. She used to be a man. Yeah, so, you know, Obama likes men. He doesn't like girls. That's why he's a great president. He doesn't like girls. I wasn't too thrilled with either candidate, yet you still voted for Hillary Clinton. Why? Oh, because she has a hole between her legs. Because you're a fucking giant fucking pussy. And found it astonishing that out of the potentially millions of American citizens that qualified to run for president, we ended up with a man whose ego is bigger than his wallet. No, it's true. Donald Trump is not on welfare and he has self-confidence. I understand why you hate him. I understand why you hate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has certainty. And you are certain that certainty makes people terrible. Yes, Donald Trump has money and he's certain about things. I understand why a piece of shit cunt faggot like you is intimidated by that. And a woman whose Instagram bio contains the she's on Instagram. There's your first indicator. Whose Instagram bio contains the phrase, doting grandmother. Now, no candidate is perfect, but of course, you still voted for Hillary Clinton because there's a hole between her legs. And a career in politics is precariously complicated and getting through a career without a few black eyes, deserved or not, is a rarity, but the two we ended up with have more flaws and bruises than most. I can't talk. And again, you get the president you deserve. The problem is, of course, that I also get the president you deserve, because we are in a statist society, not a... Whoa! As I knock the microphone over, not a voluntarist anarcho-capitalist society. While I am sure, because, you know, with your 20 fucking years of life experience, you know so much, you little fucking faggot cunt. While I am sure both candidates' policies and plans for the well-being of this country's future do have some flaws, I refer to their character. Oh, again, see, all this character, it's character, their character doesn't matter. Now their character does matter. I'm referencing previous episodes of Stating the Obvious. Go back and listen to the first two fucking episodes in this series. If you don't want to do that, you can go fuck yourself. Hey, shh, hey, just come here. Did you know? Did you know you can go fuck yourself? Yeah, you can. You can totally go fuck yourself. I must stress that this article means to deal with what the election implies, according to my personal interpretation, based on my whopping 20 years of life experience, 10 years of which I spent pissing on myself, for our country's acceptance of missteps. And by no means does it mean to bash either candidate. Again, if you have to say you're not doing it because you're doing it, I'm not going to bash either candidate, but I'm totally going to bash Donald Trump this entire fucking time. How much do you want to bet? I bet you a dollar. Because again, cold reading. I haven't read this. How much you want to bet he's going to spend the rest of this fucking entire op-ed piece bashing Donald Trump? You want to throw down a dollar on that? I'll throw down a dollar on that. By no means does it mean to bash either candidate, except for Donald Trump, or what their vision for the future of the country is. Both have violated the public trust in different ways. Trump, from his 11 sexual assault charges, but we won't mention the fact that Hillary Clinton is married to a rapist. How much you want to bet Hillary Clinton being married to a man who has been accused of rape multiple times will not be mentioned? How? I got a dollar on it. Jesus shit, I just spilled martini. That was a crime against humanity. Fuck. Crime against humanity. Okay, his 11 sexual assault charges. Oh! None of which were proven with any evidence, otherwise he'd be in jail. Shady business dealings, because Hillary doesn't have any of those. Feuds with random people. So having feuds with random people is now a violation of the public trust? Really? And miscellaneous nonsense. Oh my God, Donald Trump has had miscellaneous nonsense. Oh my God. Well, he's clearly not qualified to be president like Hillary Clinton is. Donald Trump has had miscellaneous nonsense. Hillary Clinton, well, she has a hole between her legs. She has a cunt. Like, she bleeds every month, like blood runs out of her cunt every month. She's a woman. She is the most qualified person to ever run for president. That's a quote. I talked about that in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, the one you didn't listen to, because you're a fucking retard. Has his moral integrity and character and miscellaneous nonsense has had his moral integrity and character come into question many times. Unlike Hussein Obama, who murders Muslims in foreign countries with flying robots, see no questions about his integrity or character whatsoever. Because remember, it's not rape if a Muslim does it, and it's not murder if a man who's half black does it. So often during the election, it seemed that on multiple occasions, he'd forgotten that more than just white male landowners can vote. And that's a serious problem, because only white men who own land should be allowed to vote. Only white men who work for a living should be allowed to vote. And understand, you fucking Hillary Clinton ass-licking fucking cunt faggots, understand when I say that, I'm serious. If this is your first podcast you've listened to, I'm not making this up. I'm going to write about this in the future. I'm going to talk about this in the future. Only heterosexual. Well, you know what? Honestly, that's just me being obnoxious. Only men who have jobs should be allowed to vote. Let me emphasize, for those of you who are stupid, who are being triggered, who are licking Hillary's ass, who are social justice warriors, I mean this. Only men, it doesn't matter what color, black men, white men, yellow men, brown men, red men. Only men who have ball sack and penis and were born with it, not trannies, not post-op, no. Only humans who came out of their mother's womb with ball sack and penis and have jobs should be allowed to vote. And you can call me racist, sexist, homophobic. I don't give a shit. I'm right. You're wrong. Nobody should be voting, because we should not have a government. We should not have a democracy. But we do. For the moment, we're stuck with a democracy. If you have a democracy and you want the democracy to work, voting should be restricted. 2, men who have jobs. And I don't give a fuck about your goddamn feelings. You can take your feelings and you can shove them right up your ass, because it'll widen your ass out a little bit and get it ready for Donald Trump's cock. Because Donald's cock is coming for your ass. Obama's going to slide his cock out in January, and the Donald is going to slip his cock right on in. On the other hand, the way Clinton handled and reacted, language.
Ugh, I'm so confused.
On the other hand, the way Clinton handled and reacted to her husband's sex scandal. Don't you mean sex scandals? And well of sexual assault charges, her use of personal email address connected to a privately owned server instead of a government one during her stint as 44th President Barack Obama's, yes, suck Obama's cock in the process, first term Secretary of State, blah, blah, and the time she straight up lied to Congress has her procedural tendencies and ignorance of the law come into question. Based off these instances, Trump seems to spit in the face of our morals and values. No, he doesn't, because again, those of us who like girls, well, we like girls. Donald Trump liking girls does not spit in the face of my morals and values. I like girls also. Girls are cute. Girls are nice. Girls are sweet. Girls are cuddly. I love girls. Girls are fucking fantastic. I'm not a fucking goddamn cunt faggot like you are. I adore girls. I think girls are fucking fantastic. Girls are wonderful. Girls. They're girls. They're girls. They're great. I love girls. You wouldn't know that because you're a cunt faggot. You've never had a girlfriend. Trump seems to spit in the face of our morals and values, and Clinton spits in the face of our laws. Well, yes, because she has a vagina, and she knows that idiots like you will always kiss her ass no matter what she does. However, the issues aren't that black and white. No, of course not, because now I have to find a way to rationalize ignoring Hillary Clinton's flaws because she has a cunt, while magnifying Donald Trump's flaws because he has orange hair. But of course, you should never judge people by their appearance because that's racist, sexist, homophobic, discriminatory, generalization, all this other bullshit. So remember, it's always wrong to judge people by their appearance unless the person you're judging by their appearance is a conservative, a Republican, a Jehovah's Witness, a Mormon, a Christian, somebody who's anti-abortion. Basically, if the person disagrees with you, you can judge them in any way you want and ridicule them and attack them. However, the issues aren't that black and white. They cannot be addressed simply by wearing a Make America Hate Again hat, ironically, or slapping a Hillary for Prison sticker on a street post. For many, this has been the most important part of the election, debating who is the lesser of two evils. Based off the results of the election, Donald Trump is. Well, yes. Donald Trump won. News fucking flash. My ball sack and your mouth are a perfect combination. Yes, Donald Trump did win. Shut the fuck up. It's almost poetic that Hillary Clinton was so instrumental in her own loss. Based off the results of the election, the American people are more accepting and lenient towards a breach in morals as opposed to the law. Again, a breach in morals should be the same as a breach in the law. If your morals and your laws are different, you've got some deep-rooted flaws in your pathetic excuse for an assignment. For a pathetic? Yeah. Hold on. Drink. Let me have a drink of martini. A breach in your morals should also be a breach in your laws, because your laws should reflect your morals. If your laws don't reflect your morals, that tells me your society has a deep-rooted problem. And we do have that deep-rooted problem. We, the royal we, as the United States of America, we do. We have this bizarre set of laws. And at the same time, we have these bizarre moralities. And we have all these people like the Clinton supporters who are terrified and hateful of anyone who is different from them. While at the same time screeching their fucking little fucking cunt voices about tolerating diversity and multiculturalism because, oh my God, we care so much. I read that. In the Tough on Crime 90s, we were tough on crime? Okay, sure, whatever. Because, you know, in the 90s, this fucking sissy faggot, Ethan, was pissing in his pants, so I'm sure he really knows a lot about the 90s. In the tough on crime 90s, Clinton backed her then president husband on his zero tolerance of infringement upon the law, policy, and reforms. Zero tolerance of infringement upon the law, policy, and reforms. I have no idea what this faggot cunt is talking about, and neither does he. Today, we are still rigid in the belief of minimal tolerance of crime and lawbreaking, as proven by the results of the election. Really, we have minimal tolerance of criminal and lawbreaking. Okay, so why aren't all the Black Lives protesters in prison? Why do women get reduced prison sentences as compared to men? The fuck are you talking about? On the other hand, our culture is quite lenient when it comes to breaches in moral integrity. Oh, you mean like Hillary Clinton and her complete lack of fucking moral. So what he's trying, I think what he's trying to say here is that Hillary Clinton is not immoral. She just broke laws. Donald Trump. Okay. I figured this out. I just figured this out. Yes. What he's trying to say is Hillary Clinton broke more. No, wait. Hillary Clinton broke written laws, but not moral laws. Donald Trump didn't break any written laws, but he broke moral laws. What he's trying to say is that breaking moral laws is a greater travesty than breaking written laws. That it is worse to break moral laws than to break written laws. This is virtue signaling at its finest. This is, again, Donald Trump likes women. He's sexually attracted to women. He's such an evil, terrible person. Hillary Clinton, of course, you know, protected her husband from being accused of rape. She's lied to people over and over. She's responsible for the death of American citizens. She's too stupid to know how to use email. But none of that matters, because it's not like intelligence is a trait you need to be president in the United States. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, he couldn't possibly be a good president in the United States because he's sexually attracted to women. Donald Trump likes girls. And we can't have a president of the United States who, God forbid, likes girls. Have I mentioned the true sincerity I have when I say that in my wildest dreams, Donald Trump will round up the 60 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton, put them in concentration camps, and exterminate them? Do you understand that I mean that? I mean that with every fiber of my existence. You Hillary Clinton voters, Hillary Clinton supporters, you are the, capital T, the second most inferior humans that have ever lived on the earth. Now you may be wondering, if you're smart, and some of you are, but not most of you are, 99% of you aren't, but some of you are. It would be a great one. Who are the most inferior people? The most inferior people are people who think that that which is legal and illegal is the same as that which is right and wrong. Again, right, Tuskegee experiment was legal. Slavery, legal. Putting Jews in concentration camps was legal. Killing fields in Cambodia was legal. If you think that which is legal, according to the government, is the same as that which is right, you are the most inferior animal that has ever lived on the planet Earth. Okay, back to reading. So lenient, it's a bit scary. The interest in Donald Trump's numerous wrongdoings isn't necessarily because it exposes him, but because it gives limelight to the issue of how bad deeds by famous or important people can go unnoticed or nonchalantly dealt with, much like Bill Clinton being accused of rape by numerous women, which we will completely gloss over because Bill Clinton was a Democrat, and it's okay to rape women if you're a Muslim or a Democrat. Just ask the Kennedy family, right? Specifically, those dealing with breaches in what society deems okay. The reason, oh God, fuck. The reason why we ignore sexual assault charges when the accused exudes charisma, like Bill Clinton. But of course Bill Clinton didn't rape anyone. I want to have sex with Bill Clinton. Oh my God, Bill Clinton, he's so hot. I wish he'd stick a cigar in my vagina. Oh my God, Bill Clinton, he's so hot. Are we talking about Donald Trump or Bill Clinton? I'm confused. In some instances, Donald Trump has flat out bragged about using his powerful position to attack women. Quoted as saying, quote, when you're a star, they let you do it, unquote. Yes, when you have money, power, influence, whatever, women want to be fucked by you. All real women know, all real women, lots of other women are fake, women understand that 5 minutes with an alpha is worth a lifetime with a beta. Yes, when you are an alpha male, women want to be fucked by you. Women want alpha sperm. That's why women want the Muslims to come to this country and rape them. I've talked about this extensively. It's in the other podcast. You have to fucking go back and listen to it. I'm not going to fucking spoon feed you little fucking millennial fucking faggot cunts. Talked about it. Women want alpha sperm. It's biologically built in, just like as a man. There's this biological thing. It's built into me. I want to fuck hot chicks. It's in there. I know the difference between you and me, other than intelligence. I acknowledge, yes, I have this built in biological drive to have sex with women who will produce good children. Women have a built-in biological drive to have sex with, as I smack the microphone, to have sex with men who will make good children, who will make strong, powerful children that will provide for those women when they are older. Right? The woman raises the child. The trade-off is that when the woman becomes older and the child is middle-aged, the child provides for the woman in her old age. Okay, women want good quality, strong children. To get those, you don't have sex with sissified, fucking pussified, fucking beta males like Ethan Vassar, fucking cunt faggot. You have sex with powerful alpha males like Adolf Hitler, Attila the Hun, Napoleon Bonaparte, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton. This is where I pause and try to regroup and figure out how I got here. Yes, and that's why when you're a star, as quoted saying, quote, when you're a star, they let you do it. Yes, they let you do it because they want the alpha sperm. Because he is the icon of corrupt, pervy authority figures. Again, are we talking about Bill Clinton or Donald Trump? I'm confused. Because he is the icon of corrupt, pervy authority figures, he can almost get away with anything degrading to women. Well, no, he can get away with degrading women because he doesn't give a shit. Or at least he didn't give a shit when he's right. Back in the day, and again, you know, Donald Trump, as his campaign went forward, he became less of a shitlord and more of a politician. But yeah, back in the early days when he told Megyn Kelly to shut her mouth and change her tampon, yes. Essentially, the boys will be boys defense. So what can be learned from the constant tolerance of his misogynistic chauvinism combined with his new job title? Again, he's a misogynistic chauvinist because he's sexually attracted to girls. If he was a fucking cunt faggot like you are, there'd be no problem. But no, see, Donald Trump not only likes girls, but Donald Trump actually has a chance of getting... Oh, wait. Donald Trump has actually had sex with women. Unlike Ethan Vassar, cunt faggot. Ethan Vassar, the cunt faggot, barely can even get a woman to talk to him. But see, Donald Trump has actually seen naked girls in real life. Donald Trump has put his little pee-pee inside a naked girl. Yeah, see, Donald Trump has done that because Donald Trump's not a cunt faggot. God, I'm loving the triggering. Oh my God, I fucking hate you people so much. All right. For starters, the boys will be boys defense is legitimized. This further ingrains the value that men just can't help themselves towards women. Last time I checked, all men were rapists. This is what I keep hearing from the feminist statist cunts. All men are rapists. Fuck you, goddamn whores, and fuck you, Ethan Vassar cunt faggot. As Trump puts it, quote, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. Yes, because you see, actual men, we like beautiful women. I see beautiful women, I go, holy shit, she's attractive. I am attracted to beautiful women because I'm not a cunt faggot. Based off this assumption, rape would be easily... No, it's not. Rape would be easily excusable. See, again, because you're attracted to women, you're a rapist. This is the leap that you Hillary voters make. Oh my God, Donald Trump's attracted to women. He's a rapist. After all, you don't throw meat into a wolf's den without expecting them to eat it, right? According to Trump's defenders and the majority of Americans and the majority of America based off this election, no, the majority of America, because I know math is hard, math is part of the patriarchy, especially when you're a cunt faggot. The majority of America did not vote in this election. The majority of America did not vote for either candidate. Okay? You fucking stupid, fucking math-challenged cunt faggot. According to Trump's defenders and the majority of America based on this election, this is not harassment. No, it's not. Being attracted to pretty women is not harassment. It's biological. It's natural. Boys like girls. Boys like girls who are cute. You, Ethan Vassar, would know that if you weren't a goddamn cunt faggot. Instead, it's guy talk that a woman can't handle. Which, no, it's not that a woman can't handle it. It's that you fucking social justice warrior faggots can't handle it. His son Eric has boasted about how sexual assault is essentially a given and, quote, what happens, unquote, when alpha males get together. Okay, maybe he has, maybe he has. Again, you're not providing any quotes, any references. You're just saying, oh yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's a, Bill Clinton told me that Bill Clinton said that he fucked an 8-year-old in the ass. Oh, you want to actually, well, I'm not going to present any evidence for that. I'm just going to mention it in passing. Okay. This instills the ideology that it is natural and commonplace for men to have to socialize by the rules of a masculine hierarchy, and that predatory language isn't sexual assault, but instead locker room talk characterized by changing around a few verbs when in the presence of a woman. Well, yes, men do have to socialize by the rules of a masculine hierarchy. Again, God, Jesus fucking Christ. God, fuck! Ethan Vassar cunt faggot. Yes, men, unlike cunt faggots like you, yes, men socialize by the rules of a masculine hierarchy. Yes, we do. We have, where is it? It's on the shelf right here. The Way of Men by Jack Donovan. I fucking suggest you fucking read the book. Yes, men socialize, and when they do so in a hierarchy, which is masculine in nature. Again, see this, my God, how dare you men be masculine? Why aren't you men cunt faggots like I am? I'm sorry, Justin Vassar cunt faggot, but yes, those of us who are actually men, something you will never understand in your cunt faggot life, we like girls. Yes, we do. Yeah, girls, they're fantastic. They're fucking amazing. Girls, they're fucking girls, they're great. They're fucking awesome. They're girls. They're goddamn delicious. I lie, they're girls. They're goddamn girls. Girls. They're girls. They're the best thing on the fucking planet. They're girls. Fucking faggot. This shows that Trump was right in betting that when confronted with irrefutable evidence, our morality is weaker than our fandom or idealism. I don't really disagree with that statement, because for most people, but the thing is, most people don't have morality, right? Those are the 99%, the sheeple, the statist, you don't have morality. That's why you're a statist. If you had morality, you would not be a statist. You would be an anarcho-capitalist. So, yeah, so no, I kind of agree with that, yes. And it's the same with Clinton. This is why all of you were licking Hillary Clinton's ass. Because your fandom for the fact that she's got a hole between her legs was more important than... And it's not that it was more important than your morality, because you don't have morality. Your morality does not exist. Donald Trump's election further solidifies America's habit of turning a blind and nonchalant eye to the wrongdoing of those in power. Again, I assume you're talking about Bill Clinton raping women and Hussein Obama, your half-black messiah, murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. I mean, that must be what you're talking about, right, you little cunt faggot? Solidifies America's habit of turning a blind and nonchalant eye to the wrongdoing of those in power and with considerable fame or fortune, creating smoke screens for terrible actions. Again, I assume you're talking about killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. And discouraging people from speaking out. Oh, I assume you're talking about banning Milo from Twitter, destroying the free speech rule, all of the speech codes that you fucking cocksucking motherfucking piece of shit liberal Democrats are implementing on college campuses and in workplaces. That must be what you're talking about, right? When you talk about discouraging people from speaking out when taking advantage of this system. Whether or not these implications spell doom for our nation is up for debate. Oh, I can only pray and hope that doom, as you call it, will come to this nation, and that the federal government will collapse. You will have no more food stamps, no more welfare, no more student loans, no more motherfucking safe spaces, and you will die of starvation the way you should because you're a fucking inferior cunt faggot. Whether or not these implications spell doom for our nation is up for debate. This article would have still been written had Hillary won. That is a lie. That is a 100% lie. Again, that is a lie. If you have to say it was, that's because it wasn't. That is a lie. And I can assure you, her potential would have had its fair share of distressing implications as well. But not as many, because there's a cunt between her leg. Right there, Ethan Vassar, motherfucking cunt faggot, who fucking is terrified of girls. Go fuck yourself. It's just a and no, I don't. Why should you bother with the other side when you know yours is right? I'm always right. Alright, there might be a part four. I don't know. I'll have to look ahead. I might be a part four. I don't know.